Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's volleyball team. You know, by the time you're listening to this, they're probably preparing for Seattle Pacific. This will probably air on a Thursday and throughout. And Seattle Pacific going to be in town on Thursday, the 29th of October at 7 o'clock at Alterowitz Gym. But we're going to talk about what just happened with Montana State Billings coming off a very nice road trip. Well, what a weird year. You know, you lose a couple of games at home, good teams, mind you, against Central Washington and Western Washington. Then you go on the road. Not only do you sweep, but evidently you guys wanted to get home because you not only did you win both matches, you won them both 3-up, 3-0, 3-0 over St. Martin's and Western Oregon. You know, I just can only assume all must have played pretty well.
Oh, yeah, we did. We were very solid. We were very, very consistent. You know, everybody really had a good weekend. I thought Jill Trabing was amazing in the back row. She had a very, very good weekend. But really, I think it was one of the best serve-receive performances consistently throughout a two-match road trip that we've had.
Jody Lutz, of course, gets the great Northwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year, only a freshman, redshirt freshman, I believe, but a freshman nonetheless, starting to get some of those accolades. And I know that's not why the girls play the game. I know that's not why you coach the game. But nonetheless, people are starting to recognize Montana State Billings volleyball this year, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was a very pleasant surprise. You know, coming out of the weekend, I thought the person from our team that really stood a chance was Jen Bowe because she had an outstanding weekend. But then, you know, looking at Jody's stats, how many blocks she got and how many just how efficient she was offensively, she definitely deserved it. So that was a nice surprise for the coaching staff and also for her mom when I let her know.
What I really like about it, too, is, you know, you were coming off what I think you considered a couple of disappointing performances against Central Washington and Western Washington at home, and yet there you go on the road against the St. Martin's team that obviously, I mean, you know, no way to sugarcoat it. They've struggled this year, but Western Oregon always had a real good program there. So you go on the road and you bounce back real quickly. I mean, again, that's a sign that this team, you know, hadn't been real down and out all year. They seem to respond in kind when maybe the struggles are kind of hitting them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things, you know, we talk about home court advantage, you know, after this weekend and thinking back throughout the whole season, I think we're maybe even more relaxed when we're on the road. And, you know, I don't know what that is. If I knew what it was, we tried to simulate it here. But, yeah, it's one of those things. In fact, Diane Flick, the head coach of Western Washington, she said something about our team because, of course, she sees us on film, is, you know, with our team, they're very steady emotionally. They don't get rattled. And so I think, you know, they knew that they didn't particularly play that well last weekend against Central and Western. But, you know, it didn't define us as a team, and it didn't rattle them. And they came back with two outstanding performances. And as a coach, that's really all that you can ask for.
I want to expound on that a little bit, taking a look at the schedule and really what has been a very weird sort of schedule for you so far when we come back with the second part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
You really hit the court hard in that last dig.
Yeah, my knee is killing me.
You need to go to AMP.
I've heard the AMP docs and athletic trainers are the best.
They are. After my ACL surgery this spring, they helped me recover and get strong again.
You had surgery and you're already playing?
Yeah, the team at AMP helped me get back on the court. They're the sports medicine and athletic training experts.
How can I find out more?
You can go to their website. It's ampmontana.com. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Visit us online at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back. Ken Adelblue along with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, coming off two consecutive sweeps over St. Martin's and Western Oregon as they get set to take on Seattle Pacific Thursday, October 29th at 7 p.m. here at Alterowitz. I was looking at your schedule because I was curious about it, and it's the first time I've ever really noticed, but I don't want to make a bigger deal out of this than it is because it's probably more just a reflection of the fact that it is a tough schedule. But I find something really interesting here. The longest winning streak that you guys have got this year, 3 games. Longest losing streak, unless I've missed something here, 2 games. I mean, I suppose about what you take out of that is it's very, very difficult with the kind of schedule you've got in the GNAC conference to put together a real, real impressive run. At the same time, credit to your girls, Again, they've shown that they're competitive against any team they play on any given night.
Oh, absolutely. And just look at the top two teams in the conference, Seattle Pacific and Alaska Anchorage, whose only losses have come to each other and to us. So we're definitely able to beat anyone in the conference. We know that. We struggle with consistency a lot of the time. The nice thing about the GNAC is you get quality opponents every single night. And I definitely put St. Martin's in there. You know, I'm still mystified why they haven't won a game. You know, they've taken some sets off some really good teams. I think they're just right now they're fighting their emotions and they're just kind of, you know, down and out right now. But I really think that they're going to win one here coming up in the last part of the season. But, you know, beyond that, you have good teams top to bottom in this conference, so it is very hard to put together a long winning streak. But the nice thing about our team, again, is they don't get rattled. You know, they know when they don't play very well, and they respond in a positive way.
I know that's something you've talked about a lot is consistency, and I know from probably any coach's standpoint that's really frustrating, but I can only imagine that has been frustrating at times for you this year. You know, when we talk about putting together a streak, you know, you had the wonderful win against Seattle Pacific, you know, where you win in five sets. The next, 10 days later, you take on Rocky Mountain College, a team that you didn't, you know, think you played that great against, but still you won in four sets. Then you lose your next two, then you win your next two. I suppose if you could figure that whole thing out, I suppose then you'd have all the answers and you could write books and you wouldn't even have to coach anymore. But that whole consistency thing has got to be frustrating from your standpoint, I would think.
Oh, yeah, that's to any coach. I mean, that's the thing that any coach, you know, struggles with their team. If we knew, you know, what to feed them, what magic potion to give them before they play to get them to play the same way every night, we'd be a billionaires. But it's something that every program deals with. You know, even you look at Penn State, who's at an 82 match winning streak. I mean, they're inconsistent at time too. I mean, they have the horses that they've won 82 in a row, but top to bottom, any sport, that's the thing that you fight with, and it's just the nature of the beast.
It's really, I think, sometimes an overused phrase, but it probably fits your team as well as any team out there. You know, you hear people say, well, we'll just see which team shows up tonight, and that's basically kind of what you've had to deal with at times.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've been seeing more of the team that I like to watch. They've been showing up more and more, more consistently. I think that's just part of the maturation process with some of our younger players. And I also think, you know, the upperclassmen, they know that their season is coming to a close. We have three seniors that, you know, this is it for them, and they want to end the right way. So there's a number of different factors in there.
Yeah, I want to talk. Let's talk about your seniors. I'm glad you brought that up because this, you know, it is nice. You do have three consecutive games at home. Should make mention that after the Seattle Pacific game, you'll get to host Western Oregon, and you'll be looking for a little revenge against an Alaska Fairbanks team before you finish up on the road against Central Washington and Western Washington. But this is their final three games at home. Devin Crotto, you know, my only regret is we only had her for, what, I guess 3 years now, because I know she was a transfer. Hillary Morrison also transferred in, and, of course, Jill Trabing. Talk about those seniors, because we've talked a lot about your freshmen this year, I think just from the standpoint that you got so many of them. But really the success of this program, probably more so than anything else, has really relied upon those veterans, I suspect.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not only that the fact that they're skilled players, it's the fact that their personality on the court. You know, they have been such good supporters of the younger players, and that's really helped with their development. So, you know, when you look at how well that the younger players have been playing, that has a lot to do with that senior class, just how comfortable they are to be around and how supportive they are on the court. You know, apart from, you know, Devin being, I think, one of the best players in the nation, you know, Jill has continually improved back in the libero spot. She is getting better every single weekend, and this last weekend she was flat out amazing. You know, with Hillary, you just have to look at Hillary, and you need to understand she hasn't been setting in the college game really all that long, and what she does, she deserves a whole lot of credit because she manages the game really well. She's a really solid leader out there. You know, she doesn't go up and down emotionally, and I think that's really important for a team that you have your setter who's contacting the ball every single play, that has that composure on the court.
Come back with the third part of the Coach's Show, and we'll talk about the big matchup against Seattle Pacific. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, as they get set for a Thursday, October 29th match against Seattle Pacific. 6-5 now in the GNAC, 13-10 overall, following a sweep over St. Martin's in Western Oregon on the road. Well, you beat Seattle Pacific in five sets on their home floor. I guess that means it should be a pretty easy game tonight, huh?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're a really good team. They're a really good team. You know, like I said, their only losses have come to us and to Alaska Anchorage. So they're very scary. I know they're coming in here. They're wanting a little bit of revenge on us. I think the one thing that we have going for us is I think we're playing really steady right now, and they're still fighting the inconsistencies. You know, they've dropped games at Western Oregon and I can't remember who else. So, you know, they can be inconsistent at times. But I know they're motivated to come in and make a statement against us. And on the other hand, you know, I hope they come in and take us for granted and are looking past us, you know, and taking us lightly, that they should come in and win, because I really think that's how we got them the first time. Going into this, you know, I'm very confident if we play well, we can win the match. And I know the girls are feeling the same way, that if we just put together a good performance, we'll come away with the win.
Yeah, of course, I was being very facetious when I said that, because I think even if you don't know a lot about volleyball, I think most people know that Seattle Pacific been really one of the elite programs in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. When you take a look at that first match, you know, what did you all do so well? And I think maybe you're right. Maybe they did take you a little bit for granted, and certainly you can't do that in this conference. But what sort of things do you I know a lot has happened between now and then. What do you take out of that first match that hopefully can lead to some success this weekend as well?
Well, it's the quality of the defense. Again, Jill had an amazing match against them. Just reading, I think they got a little bit frustrated offensively because the ball wasn't going down against us, and we kept putting the ball back on them. You know, sometimes it was quality swings for kills. Other times it was just, you know, keep the ball in play. Let's see if we can disrupt their offense. And frankly, sometimes we're just giving them back free balls. And you know, they have some younger outside hitters who I think you know, they can get erratic at times, and they start getting frustrated. Okay, so that ball's not a kill, so give it to me again, so I'm going to swing harder, and then I'm going to swing harder, and they generated a lot of errors, and they have a really good outside hitter, probably one of the most dynamic kids in the conference, who hit zero against us. She had 14 kills but 14 errors. That was a big part of the win, and I think part of it was just the frustration of our block and our defense, but we can't count on that this time. We've got to count on them being a little bit more disciplined offensively, and you know, we're gonna have to bring it offensively as well.
You know, I think my guess is if you were to go around the conference and ask a lot of coaches who's the surprise this year, I think they'd probably say maybe Montana State Billings. If I remember right, you were picked second to the last in the conference of the year. Right now you're sitting at 6-5. I know there's no moral victories with you. You want to win them all. But nonetheless, I mean, obviously you're not really sneaking up on anyone anymore.
No, absolutely not. I think we're playing well. We're continuing to improve. You know, I can't speak to whether or not we're surprised, because I wasn't in the conference last year. You know, I got to see some film, but there's only so much you can see in watching last year's game film. So, you know, I think the word's out. I think the word was out pretty early with those two wins against Anchorage, and then those started – people maybe started thinking about those more and more and more as Anchorage kept on winning and winning and winning. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we just match up really well against them. Maybe we played them at the right time. You know, I don't know what it is, but those were two quality wins for us, and definitely – you know, I wouldn't count anyone to look past us, especially of these last five opponents.
All right, coming up Thursday, October 29th at 7 o'clock at Alturowitz, Seattle Pacific against Montana State Billings. And then November 5th and November 7th against Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks, respectively, for finishing out the year, November 12th and the 14th at Central Washington and Western Washington. Steve Smith, congratulations on the very nice road trip to Lacey and Monmouth, and best of luck over these next three games at home.
Great, thanks a lot.
in the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adablu and Steve Smith. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports. We'll be right back.